Welcome to the Kerr's High Cat Attack Podcast. What a ring to it that has. It's a little like sort of Torval and Dean's. I'm not sure if I'm Torval or Dean. I'm Ben Casanelli today and I'm joined by K-Rock's number one caller. It is actually sort of 17 lengths to the next best caller. Tom King joins us. King, you've had a week off. The Cats have rested up General Sauna style and they're ready to take on the Power on Saturday night.
And I got the weekend off too. I actually managed to get away and not call footy, and it feels weird. I haven't seen a live AFL game in 10 days.
Absolutely perfect. So you are refreshed. There'll be no excuses for you on Saturday night.
Can't wait for Adelaide.
Man across the river, joined by a very special guest. Oh. I'm not sure he's Torval or Dean, but he is Geelong's number 13 ticket holder. He's coming back basically from an ACL injury. He hasn't been on the airways for a long, long time. Hydro, great to have you in the studio.
Delighted to be here, Benny, as always.
Superb. You've just watched the Cats from the cheap seat, so to speak. And those cheap seats are not so cheap, are they? Come the end of September.
It's just some pretty good viewing at the moment, isn't it?
Oh, it's been absolutely unbelievable. If somebody said to you he's $100 at the start of the season, the last thing you would have put it on was the Cats to be 11-1.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Although I've been not as unhappy or not as unwary as others watching the Cats, I just think that they just kicked off and haven't put a foot wrong.
No, they haven't. It's been pretty good. Interesting challenge this week too against the Power. Cats horrific off the bye. No doubt they'll be speaking about that internally. And the Power, well, suddenly their season's teetering. They
were horrible in the last quarter against Fremantle.
They're just going, aren't they, the old Power?
They get a few back.
Yeah, they do, but are they underdone?
Well, Dixon definitely will be.
Well, he hasn't. Last time he played, you know who was roving half back line for Jerusalem, don't you? Jesus.
Was he?
Well, it must be a year.
I heard Jesus wasn't a defender. I heard he was a forward.
No, he was an attacker.
He was a forward, wasn't he?
Well, he was a rangy tall. Yep. He needed time to develop.
Yeah. I think he could be thrown on the ball at a minute's notice.
Yeah, I think he could too. He had a capacity to influence the game.
Yeah, long hair and the beard, though, didn't go down with the coach.
No, it didn't. No. It didn't. He would have said, look, get your hair. Especially if he was, particularly that year, he was coached by Dennis Pagan. But
when you say coming off the bye, now we have been horrendous coming off the bye of late. And I mean of late, since the year 2000. It's been horrible. But I tell you what, isn't this the best week to come off the bye against a side who 5 weeks ago you might have been thinking, this could be tricky. But at the moment you're thinking, it's possibly not as tricky.
Nah. It's always tough away from home, though.
It's trickier, I reckon.
Oh.
It's trickier. I would have penciled this in as a loss at the start of the year, and I'm still sort of got the Marbig just loitering over.
Over the L.
Yep.
Port Adelaide aren't playing. They're not going deep into September.
No, they're probably not going into September at all.
Well, they might fall in, but they're not a top echelon.
They're out at the moment, aren't they?
But they are difficult. They have a capacity to set themselves for a game and play well, and then when you think that they're going to win, they'll fall apart. But this is a game where they'll be throwing everything, including the kitchen sink, at the Cats. That's just a good old footy expression, isn't it? The kitchen sink.
It is too. But I reckon the Cats are the sponges this year. They just absorb it.
Do they?
They just absorb the pressure like anything else. And look, the Tigers was a great game. Now, that was a fortnight ago, and we talked about, or we heard about how they absorbed it in the first quarter and didn't let themselves be scored against heavily.
Would that fall into the red, raw, spanking category, that game?
No, it was spiflication.
It was?
Yeah. I mean, to go no goals. Now, it was quite funny. I was in the cheap seat, so I was having a bit of a having a pie and sauce and a beverage from the sponsor, and there was a Tiger supporter standing close by me, and he said, it's been quite a while since the Cats have gone goalless in a quarter. And I thought to myself, just keep your powder dry, champ.
We did go, and it was did they go goalless in the first quarter of the elimination final?
Yeah, they did against the D's. That was the last time that we've been saying it all year. They went goalless, but the opposition only kicked two.
Yep.
So that's what's good about the Cats, is that when it's against, they go well. What else has caught your eye, Hydro, given your extended break? Have you had any swelling around any joints, given it's obviously been an ACL injury that's kept you off the Cat Attack podcast?
I'm back on the toes now.
Oh, yeah?
I'm back on the toes. I'm up and about.
Are you on the Ultra G?
I'm prancing around as if I've been on the AOD 904 at the moment. It's just been going very nice.
Prancing around. You'd prance around on that stuff.
I'll tell you what.
You win a Brownlow on that stuff.
I'm very excited about something. I'm very excited that the Cat Attack podcast has a sponsor with Kerr's Hire.
Oh. The team have just, they know the strength, Hydro.
It actually got our fans and the big footy sphere also excited. They were rapt that we were recognised in such a way that Curse High would want to come on board and be part of the team.
I've done something special. I've done something special for this podcast on the back of the sponsorship of Curse High.
This is sounding ominous, Hydro.
This worries me.
What have you done?
I've had a chat to the boys at Curse High this week, and they've said, on the back of what I'm about to say here, that if anyone comes in and hires a particular piece of equipment that we're going to say here, for example, this piece of equipment is like the four, the G Ablett Junior.
Yep.
If they just walk in and say, I want to hire the number four, please, for the week, they get 25% off the weekly hire. I've had a chat to the boys, and they're keen to go for it.
What have you got for us? What are people hiring?
Well, they can hire the scissor lift at Curse High.
And who's that?
Promotion Grove, they've got that. That's the 44.
I was going to say it's Tom Stewart.
Didn't he elevate in round nine over Tom Liberatore? I mean, that was absolutely sensational. He came down with the biggest grin of all time.
But there's also the scissor lift that doesn't come down with what you went up with. That's Asava Radaglia. He's been up a few times and hasn't come down with the Sharon.
Asava Radaglia. He is, in fact, the Wackenhuisen full range out there at Curse High, because he's an excavator. He's a side skid steer. he is anything you want him to be, the big 17. He just covers a massive range from Curse. Now, coming in with the diesel compressor, that gets a bit of a run on the weekend, right? You want the diesel compressor. You want to press go, and you just want it to stop when you want it to stop. The 46. The 46 just hums along in the background and just gives you, just makes you go the whole time. Now, the trolley-mounted jackhammer, it's a mobile, versatile piece of equipment.
I just heard the word mounted.
And I'm on the 38 for that.
Jack.
Just the jack, he goes very well. The Spitwater pressure washer. Everyone needs one on a weekend. If you want to just sort of get in amongst the grout a bit, you need the 40. You need the Luke Dalhouse. Doesn't he just add the bit of the pressure in?
He
exposes what's
He's
underneath.
He's a pressure washer.
Absolutely.
These will come out the cool on Saturday night.
What else have you got for us?
Well, the number six, Jordan Clark, he's the sweeper. Right, he just mops things up at the back and then just puts a little bit of pressure on anyone else who's in front of him. So we've got the sweeper there. The compaction rammer, we've got two. Got two in the side. We've got the 2 and the 42, the compaction rammers. You don't know you need one until you need one. And then you need two, just in case one breaks down. So I do like the compaction
rammer. So
that's
two in O'Connor for those playing along at home.
Now, the dingo loader, this thing goes anywhere. And you can have it just sitting somewhere waiting until you absolutely need it. The 14.
It just sits out on the outside for a little while.
Is that a measure of how good the cats are that you refer to the 14 as a dingo loader?
He's the dingo loader. He can go anywhere, any terrain vehicle at all. Now, the 7-inch electric polisher is the 26, the Jack Hawkins. Hasn't he just polished up his act in front of the sticks?
He's been...
People used to be loose in their bowels when he gets it and didn't know where it was going to go. But these days, I've seen blokes penciling it in when the big 26.
They're already looking down and marking.
They're marking when he's just putting the mouth guard in the front of the jock strap, right? They're putting a one in the G column. I do like that. So the 7-inch polisher goes there. The cordless hammer drill. Go anywhere for impact. T. Kelly.
Yeah.
The 11.
Yes.
He goes very nicely.
But do you know what? That'll be back on the shelf at the end of the year.
Yes, it will be. Yeah. Well, you only need your hammer drill for 1 year. I reckon they're only good for 1 year, the hammer drills. Then you absolutely need to go and get a new one. Now, the Toyota 2.5-ton short-masted container forklift.
Who's that?
The 4. The Gary Ablett Jr. One size fits all for the 4. He can do anything. He can pick things up on the outside. He can put them on the inside. And he makes it hum.
Oh, he does. He is. This is unbelievable. This is Curse High Cat Attack podcast going to another level.
What about Hydro first up? Off a spell.
Off the long run. You're good fresh, they said.
You can just get all this stuff at Curse High. Now, if you want your yard looking good, if you want everything looking good, get your brush cutter out there and just tidy up and trim the edges.
Who's that?
G. Myers. The Grian Myers. Yeah. What a finisher he does. He just gives you what you're looking for.
21 touches and 3 goals against the yellow and black.
Yeah. And doing it on a bit.
He is on the steel.
And absolutely loves his work. Now, sometimes you need a stump grinder, right? You just need someone to work away at something until it's out of the ground. And I do love the 30 for that, Tommy Atkins. He's just someone who just—he's just non-stop.
And you know who else could be a stump grinder?
Who
if, you
is
need
the other
a, if you need a secondary stump grinder, the 8.
Oh yeah, Colo Chesney.
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm. He's a bit of a stump grinder.
He is too. Now, at Kerr's Hire, special this weekend. You can get an animal trap if there's a rodent in your bats in your belfry, a rodent up there,
a bustle in your hedgerow.
Exactly right. Now it's normally for rodents. Now in the old days, Scooter Selwood would have been your animal trap, right?
Absolutely.
Scooter, he would have been, but he's been surpassed by the 23. He's the greatest trapper I've ever seen these days. Talk about hunt and grab. And doesn't let you go when he gets there, young Gary Rowan.
Patrick Nash didn't know what had happened when he got run down by him. That turned the game.
He was Mayor of Hiroshima, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was.
Patrick Nash.
Because, and the thing about Patrick Nash was, first game, right, big raps, got a goal, and he was high-stepping until he was low-stepping.
And then he got put back in his box.
He certainly did. And I've just got one more now. These days, things are getting a bit chilly, right? If you need something, this is under the Kerr's Party Hire area. If you need something out there, if you're going to have a bit of a crowd around in your outdoor gazebo, you do need your jet fire heater, right? Because you just need.
Oh, is this the 35?
This is the 35. Fair dinkum. Unbelievable. You can see through me like I'm made of perspex.
Have you got any more hydro?
No, I'm done. No, actually, no. I've only got one more thing left, and it's not actually the players. But it's the coaches. The coaching staff. I think a little bit unheralded, the coaching staff down there at the Cats. And we know because they're all wear the Cats gear, and a lot of them are ex-champions and been around. Now, they're working heavily with the Otolite and the laser leveller because they teach these blokes how to kick 15.1 metres on regularity from point to point. So hats off to the coaches. And hats off to Kerr's Hire for providing us with all this information. So if you walk in and you want the dingo, just say, I'll have the 4, thanks. And you will get 25% off this weekend.
Have you clarified this with Jared?
I've clarified this with Jared indeed and everyone else at Kerr's Hire. I think Ocean Grove Kerr's Hire will be going off this weekend.
So Ocean Grove, Grove Dale and North Geelong.
That's Kerr's outrageous from you, Hydro.
That's great work.
That is some of your finest material. You've had a year to come up with that, and that is some of your finest stuff.
Good stuff. Just happy to be involved.
That was absolutely unbelievable. You touched on a good point there, though, with the Pussycats. Their efficiency. They've just been efficient, haven't they? They're efficient when they go forward. Previously, they'd go forward last year, and you knew nothing was going to happen.
Yep.
Now they go forward, and you're expecting to kick a goal. And that's. I think they've probably... Can you reckon they'd be... Half the gun, maybe not half, though they've conceded more inside 50s in the opposition, yet still won comfortably.
There's been a number.
Melbourne, they got destroyed in that stat and won easily. There's been a few, though. They're just so... And do you know what that does? That just rips the absolute arse out of the opposition when they go forward 5 times and kick one behind, and the ball goes from Gaz to Kelly to Myers to the 26, and then you've got people penciling in goals before he's even had the shot.
That's it.
And it's a sausage roll.
And you come back to the middle, and they're chock a block full of confidence to go again.
Oh, chock a block. Absolutely. You got any questions, Kingy, on the social media?
Just trying to bring up the inside 50 numbers.
Oh, okay.
From games. Can you?
They'd be
talk amongst yourselves for a moment.
They'd be maybe not got beaten in the stat, but they're pretty even. And yet they've still been able to come away with a comprehensive victory because of the efficiency, Tom.
The technical efficiency is akin to what Hawthorn did in their three-peat years when you might have been 3 or 4 or 5 up on them, but all of a sudden they just get the ball and don't let you have it for about an hour and you look around and you're 10 goals down.
Well, as efficient as a KGB assassin.
Oh, man.
There'd be no such thing as a sort of a... An offbeat assassin, KGB would do.
Yeah, right. Collingwood round 1, Geelong 57, Collingwood 48. Round 2 against Melbourne, it was 72 Melbourne, 48 Geelong. That was an 80-point win.
72 and they lost by 80 points.
Crows 53, Geelong 49.
There we go.
Geelong 44, Greater Western Sydney 50.
That's like 4 points the difference.
Hawthorn 48, Geelong 55.
So they won that narrowly.
Round six against West Coast. Geelong 61, Eagles 39. That was
The Eagles were horrible. They were horrendous that night.
Essendon, Geelong 46, Essendon 49.
Yep.
North Melbourne, 47 apiece. 50 apiece against the Western Bulldogs. Geelong, Gold Coast 45, Geelong 58.
Yeah, so they had the better of that.
Geelong 54, Sydney 47. Geelong 49, Richmond 52. So it's probably what, 4-4 and...
And a lot of them are...
There's a couple of even. Yeah.
But just going forward, I don't... You know, you can't work out exactly why. I mean, obviously their pressure's better, but they just... They look dangerous, don't they? They just... They look like something's going to happen when they get the ball inside forward 50.
The other thing is, too, they're allowing their opposition shallower entries.
So yeah, the ball dribbles over the line. It counts as an inside 50.
But Geelong are repelling at high half-back rather than deep.
Yep.
They're cutting off just inside 50
in
terms of the kicks. The pressure up the field's allowing the kick only to come in just inside 50, not go deep. And as a result, you know, well, the way that Stewart and Blitzarves and Kolajasny and the confidence they're playing with is meaning... It's an easy run out of.
Who comes in? What's happening with the team this week? There'll be zero changes.
Well, Radical Lee is probably the only question mark, whether that hamstring's come up.
Oh, yeah.
It'll be 15.
Well, he's had an extra week.
It'll be 15 days.
He actually had a tree surgeon look at it during the week.
An arborist.
His legs are that big that he actually had a tree surgeon come down.
Do you not put him on the plane and do you give him a week and have him right for the...
Oh, if he's right, you play him. Yep. If there's any doubt, you don't.
No.
But if they're putting him out there, then clearly he's... They were saying it was precautionary, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Who comes in if not?
Yeah, well, that's a good question because, I mean, he's in good form too, Radical Lee. His last 2 weeks have been really good.
It'd probably be Ford.
Yeah, well, that, yeah.
Because Smith and Abbott are ruckman first, and they're trying to turn Ford into a Ford, although he's a ruckman first.
I think that's...
The only other player that they could potentially consider is Wiley Buzzard.
I was going to say the 12. No, he's due, isn't he?
Jew.
Nathan Krug,
and Nathan Kruger's playing some good football.
Yeah, he is too.
In the VFL, but I don't think that'd be... Although in Adelaide boy, comfortable surrounds.
Jeez, imagine that. Another debutant for the Pussycats wearing the number, what,
15?
15. Made famous by?
Bernard Tui.
Jordan Schroeder. He was unbelievable.
Yeah, young Primer might have had the 15 for a while or two.
Who's that? Prismal.
Was it Prismal?
No, Prismal had
32.
32, I think.
Oh, did he?
Ryan Gamble had 15.
Oh, he did too. Vegas, they used to call him. Not sure why.
There you go.
But Marty Christensen.
Yeah, he had the 15. Other great 15. Peter Riccardi.
Oh, the great Peter.
Who else? Yeah, Bernard too. You're right. He had the 15.
Close to 300 games, Peter Riccardi.
288, I think.
Was it 288? What was it? 292? 288.
No, I think 292 might have been
Dash on
Twitter. Melbourne, yeah.
But Bannockburn at one stage had two blokes who played 580 games between.
Yeah, well, they should have just... Did they win the flag?
Do you know Rico and Dash played in the Bannockburn 2s about 3 weeks ago?
How'd they go?
Rico kicked 3.
Nice.
At age 40.
Well, you know Rico's the only one I've seen kick the ball into that coffee cup at GMHBA Stadium.
And he was in a suit when he did it.
And he'd been at the lunch all day.
Just helped him relax.
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see
it. Well, they have the coffee cup down there. It's high-tech sort of entertainment. Although not as good as the Carlton entertainment half-time. And this is the irony, and this was not lost on anybody in the K-Rock box, but... At halftime of Carlton's victory over...
They've only beaten the Bulldogs, haven't they?
No, they beat...
Who else have they beaten?
No, they won a couple of weeks ago when David Teague coached.
Brisbane.
Yeah, Brisbane.
Yeah, they trailed by 37 points. Yeah. They hadn't kicked a goal and then they won. So at halftime of that game, having dethroned the coach during the week, do you know what they did as their halftime entertainment?
No.
Carlton? They had a sack race. So we suggested that they should have had previous coaches. They had kids in them, but they should have had coaches who'd been sacked.
What a great idea.
They could have had Robert Walls.
The sack coach race. Yeah,
Brett Ratton could have been in there. It was quite unbelievable. I'm sure the irony wasn't lost on others at Marvel Stadium.
Oh, for Carlton. Yeah. Magnificent.
Have you gone, Hodjo? You're looking to tone down your support for the Cats? Have you taken flog out of your repertoire?
Do you under barrack?
Go Deez?
I start the game with the perennial cry, As soon as the ball hits the rubber knob in
not
the
center. Not explode you flag favourites.
Of course, explode you flag favourites. And just wait for someone to take a little bit of the bite and then just a little bit of repartee.
Well,
that's
I can't
all
imagine
it
you would be overly thrilled with the politically correct police going berserk, kicking people out for saying flog.
Complete and utter
or
nonsense.
Didn't a bloke get a 3-week ban for saying green maggot?
Mm. Yes.
Yeah, was that a Richmond supporter?
Yeah, I think it might have been. There's been so many column inches and radio hours put to all this nonsense. Storm in a D cup for me. Yeah. It'll roll over.
Now, Ben, we're going to have to kill some time between we're doing doubleheader on Saturday, Melbourne and Fremantle, and then you and I and Neildy and the greatly. What a great name, Brendan Shakes.
Yeah, the Shakes. He will have some fun. His other names are Hippie.
Milk.
Yep, there's a few. He had a couple of hydro. And his guy's doing the boundary for us on Saturday. Brendan Shakes, his name is.
Magnificent.
He's making his K-Rock debut.
Rattle and roll.
Because old Maxie Burford's in.
Yeah, he's sampling some fried rice over there in somewhere where they're playing the World Cup.
Okay. The World Cup's actually in France.
No, the Women's World Cup, isn't it?
Yeah, it's in France.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it's in France.
No, I thought it was in...
No, he went and watched the Socceroos. They played in South Korea.
Oh, that's right, because I did send him a text saying, I hope your chopstick use is solid. So he's in France.
Now, we have to find a topic to talk about between sort of quarter past
five
and 7:40.
I've got one for you.
Well, I was actually...
Well, you go ahead.
I had
an
idea.
Yes.
I actually thought we would try and pick a team of footballers by their first name, but I just wanted you to give us the first name. There had to be a common first name where we could pick the team. People could make their bid for a certain player with that first name into a position.
Okay, so first name Tom.
So you want a team of Toms?
Yes.
Oh, wow. You need to get your thinking cap on for this one.
Cats team or any team?
Any team.
So Scully jumps on the wing and Stewart hops on the half-back flank.
Hawkins up forward.
There you go.
A team of Toms.
Tom Williamson,
From Carlton.
Yeah,
he'd be emergency.
He'd be on the injury list.
Who's the bloke who invented the game?
Tom Burke.
Tom Wills.
Tom Wills. Yeah, get him
Tom
in the game.
Burke.
What Burke and Wills?
Yeah. Tom. I don't think he played. Did he? What did he do? What position did he play?
He might have been an administrator, but I reckon he might have just kicked the pigskin at some stage.
Oh well, that'll be interesting, one, Kingy. So we're going to run with what name are we running with?
Yeah, I don't know. Is it Tom or do we? Can we run with
Tom?
Do we say the team?
Yeah, we could do that.
A team of Garys.
Team of Garys.
God, now you're talking.
What about a team of Rickies? Ricky Oller and Shaw.
Or you give your Garys versus your Rickies.
The Garys versus the Rickies.
Ricky Kennedy at fullback.
Oh yes.
Well, we do hide you. I know that you love K-Rock and you'd be across this, but we do talk about the demise and the extension of Ricky. The last ever Ricky to play the game is playing for Hawthorn.
Right.
Ricky Henderson.
Okay.
There'll be no other Rickies. There'll be no other Garys. No parent is calling their kid Gary. You're not going to a barbecue with a newborn. What did you call him? Gary.
Oh, I think there might be.
No, they won't.
Well, people will. They won't call. They won't have a G-A-R-R-Y or a G-A-R-Y. They'll have G-A-R-I-E-H. And he'll be from County Armagh.
Maybe they just have G-A-Z-Z-A and he's called Gary.
Oh, that's fantastic.
There'll be no other. There's a lot of names. We went through them on K-Rock. There's a lot of names we've never seen again. Noel?
Yes.
No Noels.
No Noel Judkin.
No, there'd be no Noels. There was a zillion of them.
So is he the last Noel?
It could be too.
Oh, this is outrageous.
Could be too. I've just got something I'd like to go with at the moment. Now, are you
backing up from your VAC and use arrangements?
You're a devotee of some TV watching. I'm sure.
Benny watches The Voice.
Have you caught up with the Peaky Blinders?
No.
The show on Netflix? No, Peaky Blinders. Well, the Peaky Blinders were a gang of young criminals and people after the First World War, so in the 1920s, based in Birmingham. And they used to wear the peak cap, the flat cap, if you like. And they put
Reece Stanley and Zach Tui did a wonderful Peaky Blinders at Wacky Wednesday last year.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they were outstanding.
Well, they would put the razor blades in their cap. So when they're having a bit of froth and bubble, and they wanted to have a go at someone, they just swipe the cap across the eyes. Therefore, the Peaky Blinders was what they would do. So it's a bit like the big smile you could get if you cut someone's jaw apart. But the Peaky Blinders, and they're very famous. Tommy Shelby and Arthur Shelby, two of the brothers. for the haircuts that
did
they,
Tommy
that
play?
They wear.
Could he play in our team?
Yeah, walk-up star, Tommy.
He could name his position.
He could do anything you like. And they were, and the Peaky Blinders, criminal outfit, but very, very, a bit like your latter-day Robin Hood sort of people, dressed well, but they fixed a bit of racing. Very polished arrangement. And their haircut. So have a look, get yourself and look up Tommy Shelby, Peaky Blinders, get on your Google machine and have a bit of a look, because they sport the very, very high cut short back and size that is so popular with some of the players today. And what I'm very happy about, it's not common with the Cats. The Cats haven't got the hairstyle, mental, high shave, Peaky Blinder look that some of the other players have gone for. Now, some players haven't got the bonds for it, of course, but some do. So I'm very happy with the Cats that they don't have.
They've stayed away. Have they resisted the Peaky Blinder temptation?
Yes, they have.
The Cray brothers have peaky sort of blonde arrangements.
Yeah, the Cray brothers were a little bit.
They're a little bit more sort of your agricultural type, weren't they?
Yeah, they were, absolutely. Yeah.
All right, here's some questions.
Rightio, this is superb.
This is from our friends on Big Footy. You pick one. What's the latest cocky can make a serious run at playing finals this season? I'm thinking rounds 19 and 20 in the twos, then the last three home and away games with the big boys at a minimum. He'd then have the bye in three finals, hopefully.
Absolutely. I'd say it's 150 to 1.
I don't think the Kai's playing this
with
year.
Odds boost, you could get 180 with some agencies. Yep. Unfortunately, yep. We'd like to see him make that run, but that's not going
to
happen.
They've got him listed as 6 to 8 on the injury list. So it'd be interesting to see what 2 weeks away. We haven't heard from Chris Scott. He'll face the media Wednesday. He does his injury update. It'd be interesting to see where he says Nakai.
Well, they don't even put him on it anymore.
No, he's
they've actually changed the time frame and just put in Laurie Keane.
I think I saw it in brackets cryogenic. He's just on ice till next year.
Not happening.
Hopefully we see him again, but it might unlikely to this year. Turbo Cat, on March 24, I asked about Tim Kelly for your podcast. How hard do we go to keep him? Do we cash in our chips and offer him a huge contract? Now, at the time, the idea was not really received with much enthusiasm by either of you. Yet this week, we now read Geelong have offered T. Kelly an $800,000 contract to try and get him to stay another year. Are you for or against this offer, or should we just let him go and take the first to the two round one picks we may get, or perhaps a player and a pick?
No, I think it's a smart move by the Cats. They haven't sold the farm, but they've made it something that is potentially enticing enough for him to at least look at.
Because what's he on this year?
He'd have to be on 600 easily, 500 or 600 to keep him.
That's unbelievable. From where he would have been on last year.
Surely they gave him a massive deal.
But, well, he would have been on a 2 year deal to start. Yeah, but they would have to have adjusted that.
Yeah,
that
I would
deal.
Have thought, well, yeah, maybe not 600, maybe 500. But the offer from Geelong, I mean, what a West Coast or Fremantle offering, that's what you don't know. That's the unknown. If they might be offering $800,000 a year for 5 years. Mm. Geelong are only offering for one.
And knowing that he's coming to the system as a 23-year-old, so he only actually has a smaller window to make as much as he can out of footy.
Yeah. Oh, look, I think it's smart from the Cats. They're not selling the farm. I don't think it'll make any difference to the outcome.
I think they walk in with a bag of Warrilili home. Get him the big home down there at Warrilili Armstrong.
I honestly don't think whatever you do is going to make any difference.
No.
I think he's done and gone from the Cats. And it's just footy.
Yep.
Yeah, he's got bigger fish to fry. His family are more important. So 2 years of quality service and see you later. We'll get the next one in.
Looking at the draft this year, it doesn't look as strong as last year. Clark may have been top 5 to 10 this year, example. The draft isn't as strong next year. But
they say that.
They say that, yeah, but we won't know for 10 years.
No. And then you'll find eight of the top 10 will play 300 games each. Mm. And you'll say, hey, geez, that was a strong draft.
Fox Dog 50, does Geelong have any academy or father sons coming up for the 2019 draft who we are to keep an eye on? The only one that's in the system sort of is Baxter Mensch at VFL level, and he's actually running around in the twos at Newtown and Chewell at the moment because they can't squeeze him into the Newtown side. So
yeah, if you're 18 or 19 and playing in the Newtown twos,
yep.
You're not.
Lockie Hocking has been playing Falcons, but as a 19-year-old, hasn't set the world alight from what I understand. So at the moment, it's a little bit off. Jack Scarlett debuted for St. Joseph's a couple of weeks ago.
Did he?
Yeah, in the ones.
Well, there you go.
I think he's 19 now as well. So, but I don't think there's anybody immediately on the radar. And as in terms of academy, I think they mean next gen. Oh, not exactly sure.
So there potentially is some father-son angst that Cat fans are going to have to go through given the number we've had come through.
Oh, but in 10 to 12 years' time...
You think we could have a team of them?
By about 2035, if they all turn out as good as their old...
And apparently they're all showing plenty.
Have you seen young Levi Ablett just get the TW Sharon in his hand at the moment?
His hand-eye coordination is unbelievable. And his left foot is deadly. It's just when he wants to swing inboard on the in sort of in-cut 45-degree angle kick, he's unbelievable.
Yep.
How old is he?
He'll be 9 months.
Apparently he's already had scouts around his house looking at him in the cot.
Turkey Tom, couple of big footy rumours surfaced this past week. That could be an indication.
Love
Kelly
rumors.
Will be staying. Kelly and family have bought a property in the Geelong area that they are moving into.
Well, I haven't heard that.
No, neither have I.
So heard it here first. Warralilly.
Geelong is now out of the Coniglio race. I don't believe Geelong are in the Coniglio race.
I think that they potentially may have asked the question. But when you're out of the race, your substitute with that is he's not going anywhere.
Yep. Or it's a Melbourne club.
Oh, I don't think he's going anywhere. I reckon he'd be staying at the GWS.
Daz Bronco.
Daz. Is he still...
I did write, Cass Kingy and an old favourite, no, not Daz Broncos, are recording from 4:15 today. Fire your questions. He goes, I had such high hopes. Maybe later in the year, keep my headphones ready.
Oh, look. Be getting away from the Broncos because they're going to be putrid.
Okay. Tim Kelly time. Seeing Benoit Casco's half empty is more of the realist and Kingy half full. Where does Team K-Rock sit on his trade value? Giving Penny has him as a lock for a Kaji. He's leading the AFLPA and Coaches Awards currently. Ignore the Brownlow for now. What does his value truly become? I think the best Geelong will get for him is a first-round pick in 2019 and a first-round pick in 2020. But even then...
But that's going to be... Right now, West Coast, thinking they're going to be towards the point.
So it's going to be
pick 15 or 16, somewhere around
10.
There.
Yeah.
And then potentially... Yeah, I mean, look... I don't know. Hopefully... It's...
Does this fall... This falls right in the gambit of in Wells we trust?
No, well, I mean, you've just... I've said this before, that Geelong have traditionally been a team that have done deals to potentially suit players because they've had the runs on the board to do it. They've won premierships. They can maybe let a player slide who wants to go somewhere for lesser value. This one, they need to actually play hardball and get the best deal they possibly can because they're giving away a very good player. Well, not giving away, but they're losing a very good player who's only served 2 years, even though he's mature age. So it's hard to say, but his best football is... potentially the next 5 years.
Yeah, for sure.
And they're losing it. So they've got to play hardball. They can't afford to be Mr. Nice Guy with this one.
Final say from the governor. Been thinking about our centre clearance work. With our centre clearance work, our major weakness, who would you drop, excluding Tom Atkins, to make way for Scott Selwood and Sam Menegola?
I don't think those two will both come in.
Menegola does.
Well, Menegola might, but I don't think you could bring Scott Selwood and Menegola in.
Menegola will come back. Menegola's...
I'd love to know. Hopefully, Vasta talked to Matthew Knights on... Saturday night pre-game, whether there's any rhyme or reason with the clearances in terms of losing them. Is that the same mix in there? Are they losing it the same way all the time? Is it
because are you being beaten out the front? Are you being beaten out the back?
And the great thing for the Cats is they got 12 weeks to get it right, but they need to get it right because it is one area where they have been able to overcome it. You're not sure you'd want to be going in and conceding 10, 15 clearances to a side like Collingwood. You get it down there to Degoe, who's kicking it over Gary Ablett, sort of senior style. He's unbelievable to watch Degoe. Well, he is a star. I don't know what sort of Kerr's hire arrangement he would be, but it would be a top shelf sort of stuff.
I think he'd be somewhere in the party goods.
Would certainly be in the party goods.
The Gov also wants to know whether the Cats should make a play for Darren Burgess in the sport and fitness and... Well, that strength and conditioning area.
Well, they've had a pretty ordinary run with injuries up till this year. It's been good this year. They're running out games really well. I wouldn't have thought there's any issue with their conditioning.
Daz Broncos replied with you that. So the Cats currently have 5 players on the injury list that we know of. Radigalia.
Cockatoo.
Cunico. Menegola. And
Narkle was injured, wasn't he?
Narkle. So make that 6. Menegola, Narkle and Henderson. So... it'll get smaller. Henderson's not too far away. Menegola's not too far away. Narkle will probably be sometime in July. Cunico will probably be late July, early August. Cocky's the only one that's... Geelong don't have anybody where the season's over.
No.
I think they're the only club in the
comp. Do you reckon there's no coincidence that they're going well, the Cats. There's no coincidence. Well, Richmond went really well. They had no injuries.
Mm.
I mean, the one anomaly with it all was, not anomaly, but Collingwood had a heap of injuries last year.
Yeah.
When they poofed ain't to win the flag.
You think of who was out of that premiership side last year. Oh, sorry, out of that grand final side, last year, and think if they had played on grand final day.
And even West Coast for the finals didn't have Gaff.
Yep.
There was one other player at West Coast who was pretty prominent who didn't play in the finals.
Shepherd got injured. Shepherd pulled a hamstring in the qualifying final.
So you would have thought if you said had West Coast were going to win the premiership and lose Gaff, who was arguably in their best five players.
And Shepherd.
You'd say, well, it's going to be tough, but you just got to find a way. It's the sort of play you lose, I think, which becomes crucial. Cats lose Hawkins. We need to start following another team.
Shepherd getting
hurt. They won't win it without Hawkins.
Shepherd getting hurt helped one of our blokes out.
Who's that?
Will Schofield.
Yes, it did. Carrock's own.
Carrock's own.
Yeah, Will Schofield.
Carrock's own. Anything else, gentlemen?
Oh, not really. Hydro, what are you going to do, Hydro, this week? Are you going
to Adelaide?
Back again next week?
I'm not going to Adelaide. No, I'm fortunate enough that I can be with you gentlemen here in the flesh today.
Have you got a Vacanuysen arrangement? What is that? How do we say it?
Oh, no. That
Vacanuysen.
What do they do with those things?
Hey. The Vacanuysen, that's the key range you've got there.
What do you actually do with it, though?
Oh, you move stuff about.
Do you buff
about.
Anything up with it?
Oh, no. This is heavy, heavy work.
Oh, is it?
With your back and nose.
Heavy lifting. Yeah, you've done some heavy lifting today. You've taken us to a whole new level in the Cat Attack podcast.
I've really enjoyed being back part of the podcast.
Well, you'll be back
Curse
again
Hire.
Before the season finishes.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Good to see you, Hydro.
Thank you very much, Kingy.
Benny?
Go the Cats. Looking forward to Saturday night. another little challenge. Cats get this one done, 12-1. Start rubbing your hands together, Eskimo style.
Curse Hire, Geelong's official Wacanoysen dealer. North Geelong, Grovedale and Ocean Grove. CurseHire.com.au.
Thanks for listening. You can subscribe to the Cat Attack podcast on iTunes.